This is what I do in my free time. I play video games. I take naps. I sometimes go and ride on my bike. I really do pretty much whatever. What I do not like doing is cleaning. Cleaning is not a fun thing to do. My mom cleans a lot, but I'm pretty sure she doesn't like doing it. And I hope that you all have some hobbies. Because today we are going to be talking about hobbies. So let's get started. But first, let's just please watch, please stay here for this small, short ad break. Again, so hobbies. I have a lot of hobbies, and I love a certain one of them, or two. And my favorite hobby is play video games. And you may be asking, what kind of video games do you like to play, Junie? Well, I got that answer for you. Well, I like playing Smash Bros. Random things like Battle Cats, maybe. That's a mobile game that you can get for free. I'm not sponsored by it, but I just thought it was a pretty good game. I could play, let's see, here. I could play, I don't know, Animal Crossing, some Fire Emblem Heroes on my phone. And I am not a big Fire Emblem player. I've only played one game, which is the Heroes on the mobile, so I'm pretty new. And I will be talking about one game in specific in this segment. And that game is Battle Cats. I know I am not sponsored for Battle Cats, as I said before.
That's not worth it for your skin. Why don't you understand that? Let me see.
Battle Cats. So you start
it's good.
In the continent of Asia, and you move through the countries, and you basically just take over the world with Battle Cats, pretty much. You start off with this basic cat. It's very, very basic. Next, you get the Tank Cat, which is like a big cat, and he's a pretty good tank early game. I do not advise using him late game unless you turn him into a box cat, which you will get after he is level 10. Next, I advise you will get the Axe Cat, then the Gross Cat. I advise you to get the Gross Cat. You could get the Ninja Cat before, but I would advise you to get the Gross Cat and upgrade to Sexy Legs Cat. It's just a lot better. Then, you just get like a bunch of random stuff after you beat all that, and after beating Chapter 1, you get Maniko, I'm pretty sure. You also get the Bean Cats after beating a certain level. And I honestly use Maniko and the Bean Cats. You can also pull for like rares. I use the rare ticket draw. I've never done a draw 10 yet. I hope I will though. I'm still pretty new to the game, but I got, and there's this other event going on, and it's the Ranma 1/2 crossover with Battle Cats, and so I got Ranma Saltome male.
What are you calling? What are you calling? What?
No.
Sorry, guys, that was my brother. He was talking to me, but, as I was saying, there's a Ranma 1/2 crossover. I got Ranma Solitone male, and I also got a cane. A cane, I think that's his, her name. A cane, something. And there's also another one. It's not really a crossover, it's from the game. It's, Luga? Luga? It's not Luga, it's like Luga something. It's like the new Luga family something. I don't know. But that's Owlcat's basics. Alright, that's it for mine.